China. China.
He needs some milk. He needs some milk.
I'm going to jail. I'm not going to jail, everybody. I'm not going nowhere. I'm stuck here. Just same old with my own fucking boring thoughts. You know what? Modern society is a prison cell. A prison cell that you can't quite break out of because you've got your fucking... You've got your retarded face stuck in your spastic phone. Hello, how's everyone doing? Welcome to the fucking show. It's good to speak to you. 10:45 a.m. July the 18th, the year 2023 of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is 23 degrees in London, and apparently Europe is still on fire. Temperature set to hit 46 degrees as Europe cooks in near record heat. I'll tell you what, I just do not give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. That was the wrong button. Because, well, I do give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Let me just decide what kind of fuck I give in a second now. I reckon if the plan is by God, the Father, the Lord, the Creator, to burn Europe to a crisp in order to eradicate the country of Italy, then what am I meant to do but to argue against the Creator? Yeah, do you ever see the movie The Road, based on the book by Cormac McCarthy, where it's post-apocalyptic, just a destitute society, burnt out, charred? That is what Italy should be. Do you know what I mean? Because they're fucking dogs, and they've always been an abomination. And I think what's happening is the Lord, Allah, the big fat Chinese man, whichever one you believe in, has realized that the creation of Italy was a mistake, and now, in order to eradicate the vermin that is the Italian... Okay. This is my Mein Kampf. But instead of the Udic, it's the Italians. I'm only kidding around. Just most of them are cunts. I have a couple of mates that are pretty cool Italians that really ruin my philosophy. But I was, because I was just trying to think, why would a god scorch Europe the way I'm reading in the propaganda right now? It mightn't even be true that global warming is a thing, but if it is, I think it's probably due to Italians, and it's just due to their nature, their fucking pedophilic fingering nature. Nah, I'm only kidding, Italy, I love you, you know. Yeah, guys, I don't know. I am just here, I got a few things to do today, you know. I got to call the fucking cops in Ireland to get a meeting for me and my missus, so she can get a visa. So we have a meeting. I have to call the police. I have to call the policemen, the Garda Síochána. I don't want to talk to these fucking cunts. You know what I mean? These fucking, you know, bullied at school, never got over it, and now you fucking give people tickets. Anyway, I got to call them and talk to them to organise a meeting in September. What else has I got to do is I got to book my fucking show in Edinburgh, the Prince Andrew Tate Appreciation Hour. I've got to find some funny comics. I've got some messages. I think I've got about eight people. Eight people, all men almost, I think. Maybe one chick or some shit. But if you listen to this and you're going to Edinburgh and you're funny and I know you and we like each other, hit me up and I'll give you a spot. I don't give a fuck. But I'm trying to figure out, like, how should I do the show, you know? It can't just be a compilation show. There has to be something more. I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of interaction with the audience, but I might change it into some sort of talk show format. There's going to be stand-up, and then I'm going to interview maybe the comics, because they're doing their worst material, their most controversial material. So I'm going to be like, and why the fuck do you think that's funny? That'd be a good... That'd be good to people have the breakdown why they think something's funny. Why do you think that's funny, though? Or why do you think that didn't work, you know? So I don't know, the first week we're going to be fucking around anyway, me and Rich, and I'm sure we'll figure something out. I gotta call him later, that's what I'll do, I'll call Rich. I gotta get outside, man. I gotta get outside. I've been fucking... You know what, I've been painfully unemployed for a while. I know I'm getting fucking bored of it. It's not like I'm creative. I mean, I read you my book reviews. It was pretty brutal, wasn't it? It was pretty full blown. I was thinking, I was reminiscing. You know the way I like to reminisce. I was reminiscing about a few years back, earlier days in comedy when I was living in Vancouver, and my mate Levi bought me on the road with him. He was going to do a few gigs in Kelowna in the interior, over I don't know, there are some Indian mountains. They've got a whole weird thing in Canada about the Indians. They call Indian people East Indian, and then they called Indians, like Pocahontas Indians, they call them First Nations people. So a lot of the stuff in Canada has First Nations names, which sound pretty cool. But Canadians have a very short tolerance of First Nations people. They act like they... Well, maybe they... In Vancouver, they act like they have all the tolerance in the world for them, but they'll whisper something crazy in your ear about how... Why did they get free schooling? I don't know, because you fucked them in the ass, you white cunt. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Places like Moose Jaw and Salmon Arm, they're like the cool names. I think they're cool names, you know. So we're going to Kelowna from Vancouver to do some shows in this cool sports bar, man. It was cool, and we were doing like two shows in one night. And holy McGoley, we were getting fucking. I was getting on it in the car. It was about it's like a 4-hour drive or some shit. Levi drove. I guess it was nice of him to take me as his opener. He was like headlining. I think Levi's quit comedy since, which is good. It's good to be brave enough to fucking quit, isn't it? Big ups to him. Anyway, we got in his mobile and we cruised through the mountain passes between East Vancouver and Kelowna. It's beautiful, man. And I think it was summertime. And we just talked, you know, just two guys talking about tits and shit, tits and comedy. And as soon as we got there, we were staying in a motel, man, and it was like a motel that you see in like a movies, like a real shithole. And this just made me more excited. And we got a big case of Coronas. I remember it. It got a box of Coronas, and then he went to the ice machine. There's an ice machine down the car. How American can you get? You know what I mean? And he filled up buckets of ice, and we brought it up to the room, and we were just getting smashed before the show. And I was pretty drunk for the first show, and then I was like, I had beer tickets as well. I was getting paid some cash and beer ticket. This is like the dream. This is the dream. Everything has been worse since this. It's definitely just descended. And by the second show, I was full fucking blown retard drunk. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, shitting my pants drunk. Like, full-blown, like, cerebral palsy. Just Christy Brown. One Flew Over to the Cuckoo's Nest. A man with Down syndrome. I drank myself retarded, you know? I don't know how I did the second one, but I think you can do 20 minutes when you've got an accent and you're drunk, right? Because I'm Irish, isn't it? So it's already funny because I'm drunk and I've got an accent. And this isn't just big city, you know, Canada. This is like a more of a regional city, you know, more of a country, mountainy, lakey. So, you know, I was probably something to bear witness to, just a drunk handicap on stage with an accent. Anyway, after the show, we went back to the motel and we were like looking for some shit to do. I think we were like googling prostitutes numbers or some shit like that, and sending abusive messages to women, you know, shit like that, funny shit. And there was a big party downstairs, and it's one of those motels that you would literally see in a movie. Like, you go out and there's like a balcony all the way around the building, and then you can lean over the balcony, and downstairs there was a fucking motorcycle party, man. It was the Hell's Angels. Fucking sick. Brum, 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 brum. I can't find my button. And I was like, fuck it, let's go down. And he was like, no, they're mean. Because he's familiar with... I wasn't familiar with him. I hadn't even read the book by... fuck, what's his name? You know, the guy, Gonzo Journalism. I hadn't even read that. So I didn't really know anything. I already hadn't seen the... whatever that show was that was on about the motorcycle gangs. I hadn't seen that either. So it was all... it was all... I just had a very, very pop culture, The Simpsons... view of what the Hell's Angels was. Anyway, I was like, this, we're going down, and he was like, okay. And then we went down, and I just started fucking drinking with him and having smoking cigarettes with him, and just because I had an accent, they thought it was pretty cool. And they had like fucking these old chicks with big fucking tits and shit. It was fucking class, man. And the whole little fucking, they had like two motel rooms just cracked out with old cunts and leather and shit. They smelled rough, and they were all cut up and shit. And they were like, yeah, we're the Kelowna chapter of the Hell's Angels. And I was like, what is that shit? And then I started pretending like I fucking knew the IRA and I was involved in the troubles. Because you have to lie to people to be cool like them. And then we all started bullying fucking Levi. Because we were like, oh, he's a pussy, he's rich. So I just turned to my friend with my new Hell's Angels friends. I can't remember what happened. I guess I probably said something that upset one of them, because I remember there was definitely a turn, and then we had to leave. And then I think we called a prostitute and never answered the door to her. Kelowna is a beautiful, beautiful city. You really need to check it out if you're ever in West Coast Canada. Yeah, that was... I don't know. All I have is my memories. That's all you really have, if you think about it. You just have whatever data is in your brain. You have the... I guess you have the moment, but the moment doesn't exist. It's constantly just being... it's, you can never grasp the real moment. You're always... it's always passing you by. I guess if you watch your breath, you can get into the moment, but all you really have is your memories. That's probably the last thing you have. Unless you get dementia. That must just fucking suck. I think they have a cure for that now. Anyway, fucking... okay, I gotta go work on this fucking Edinburgh show. Or at least pretend to work on it to make myself feel better, you know? But it's always nice chatting with you folks. Have a great day.